been given grace by God, not of his own, to do this thing. The Holy Spirit in him, guiding him, leading him, revealing things to him, showing him things. And the whole purpose is to see that person become all that God has for them to be for God's glory. And that brings them into that deeper friendship and peace and that place of glorifying God. And what does it do? It takes them, it destroys and undoes the evil works of the enemy that is still affecting their mind. See, there are things that's still affecting your mind that aren't even happening to you anymore. Right? There are things that aren't even happening to you anymore that are still affecting your mind. That's how powerful Satan's devices of what he does is to impact your mind. If you were raped, the rape is not still happening. But the impact that it had on your mind is still affecting you unless you see that Satan doesn't have the authority to do that any longer. He doesn't have the authority to hurt you anymore. He doesn't have the authority to put you down. He doesn't have the authority to curse you. He doesn't have the authority to criticize you. He doesn't have the authority to judge you. He doesn't have the authority anymore. But those works that Satan did, those evil works that have affected your mind, make his fear and his control and his authority still operating in your life unless you get the revelation that that is your past and it's over. And you forgive every person that Satan used to give you that past, including yourself. And you really enter into the kingdom of light. That even means works of being so smart. That means works of trying to outdo everybody and be friendly and spend lots of money and eat a lot of food. It's not just the people who murder or alcoholics and these things that everybody can look at and say, oh, that's bad. It's all the good things that Satan has you doing because of the bondage in your mind. That's why it's so much more difficult for self-righteous people who seem to have it all together to get a revelation of how much they need a Savior to take them out of the authority of Satan, because they think that it's not Satan's authority operating those gifts in their life, but the bondage and the self-credit and the self-absorption and the selfishness actually proves that it was still the work of Satan. That's why it's a tree of good and evil. All right, now let's go. And I want you to see this too. This also shows very clearly that part of ministry is Paul laboring, spending time, pouring out by the power of God working in him to cause people to understand who they are in Christ and to help them get free from the works of the enemy, okay? It's very clear here, isn't it? It's very clear that Paul is doing that. We need to get free, and then God's going to use each of us to do that because we're going to be led by the Spirit to help other people get free. That is the ministry of reconciliation. That's the ministry of, I want you to be that friend to God. I want to reconcile you into relationship with God. This thing is in the way of that. By his Spirit, he's going to help us get rid of that thing. So I want you to really look at this when we go into some things in a minute, especially the part where Christ is in us. Okay, Christ in us. It's the hope of glory. When I get saved because of the cross and I become, and I'm entering into a relationship or friendship with God. That's what happened when you got saved. It wasn't that your sins were forgiven. That's not the focus of salvation. The focus of salvation is God loves me. And now, wow, I'm in his kingdom. I have an inheritance. I'm the righteousness of Christ. He lives inside of me. It's a whole new world. It's a whole new existence. It's beyond a new world. It's a whole new kingdom. It's a higher revelation that never ends for all eternity. Wow. And Satan doesn't really have a part in it. If you really get a hold of the revelation. And this is what determines your life. And God in you making it real, okay? But he's the hope. He came in. He's the hope of glory. He's the hope inside of you that you will truly be free, because now you have a relationship with God. Now he's going to have ministers like he had Paul helping you to grow and mature in that relationship. True ministry is helping someone else grow and mature in their relationship with God and being used by the Holy Spirit to undo this thinking that keeps that person bound to the authority of Satan. All right, let's go to this next scripture. Colossians 2:1. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have concerning you and those in Laodicea, and many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be comforted, being joined together in love to all riches of the full assurance of the understanding, to the full knowledge of the mystery of God, even the Father and of Christ. Now, let me just say this. What he's saying here is so important that you understand the love of God. He's saying it's so important that your hearts are comforted, that you can know with all assurance that God's going to bring you to the understanding of the full knowledge of the mystery of God, even of the Father of Christ. He's saying here, God is working a thing where you're going to really know the Heavenly Father. God is working out something in you. Get excited. When you found Christ, it wasn't about your sin. When you found Christ, it was about a relationship being reconciled into a friendship with God himself. And there's going to come a full knowledge, full revelation. You're going to know God. You're going to understand his ways. You're going to be his child. It's going to be this most exciting thing that's ever happened in your life. Quit dwelling on your sin. Quit dwelling on your past. Come into the kingdom. But Paul says, but I'm struggling with you. I'm helping you get free. I'm helping you understand this friendship and grow in it. I want you to have the full knowledge of the mystery of Christ. God, your friend, God inside of you, God having you know him, even the Heavenly Father. He says this, and he goes on, he says in verse 3, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge? In the Father, there's going to be hidden treasures of all wisdom and knowledge. And I see this, that no one beguiles you with persuasive words. I don't want anybody to trick you, he says. For though I am indeed absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, rejoicing and seeing your order in the firmness of your faith in Christ. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him. Now look at this again, walk in him. It goes from Christ being in you to you being in Christ, hidden in Christ. How does this happen? He just told us, as you get knowledge of the Father's love for you, as you begin to understand the Heavenly Father and you move into more understanding of God than you've ever known, and the revelation gets deeper and deeper, you're going to find yourself walking in Christ. You're going to be hidden in God. You are going, the enemy's only going to see Jesus. You're going to really be like him. It's not going to be by works. It's going to be by relationship. It's going to be by being one with God. Let me keep going to 15. Okay. As you receive Christ Jesus, walk in him, being rooted, being built up in him. Now, this is a process, right? You're getting grounded on who you are in the kingdom, who you are in a relationship with God, how much he loves you, how real this is. You're being rooted there. This is what true ministry does. This is what true ministry does. True ministry is the Holy Spirit empowering someone else to pour into your life. It empowers you to pour into your children's life, to in other people's life. It doesn't have to just be somebody who people think of as a minister. It's the ministry of reconciliation. We all have it. And it's about helping that person get rid of all the wrong thinking the evil works have brought into their mind, that they can really be in relationship with God. And in that place of relationship with God, they're going to be built up in who? In Christ. They're going to begin to know who they are in Christ. They're going to begin to know who they are in the kingdom. It's going to be the thing that matters. It's going to be the thing that is so important, not your sin. Not your failures, not your past. Get your eyes on who you are in Christ. Get your eyes on Christ. And then who you are in Christ will begin to be made manifest. It's a whole different kingdom. He goes, listen to this, being rooted, built up in Christ, being confirmed in the faith, even as you were taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. There's going to be teaching. You're going to learn the word. You're going to hear the word, and it's going to make you thankful. You're going to be so thankful for what God has done for you. You're not going to be afraid of God. You're not going to be sitting there thinking you failed and missed it. You're not going to always feel condemned. You're going to sit there and go, I am so thankful I found God. I am so thankful He loves me. I am so thankful for the work He's doing in me. It's painful sometimes to let go of the things the enemy has done, to face them because of the lies of the enemy. But truthfully, there's thanksgiving when you get through that and find out, wow, not it wasn't that big a deal. It was just a lie. The many people who've run out of here when God started dealing with their stuff and are now struggling in sin, in divorces, in disease, and all kinds of things, not because they left here, but because they ran from the place where God was trying by His anointing and His much as we're not perfect yet, any of us, and moving in the things of God, He is still faithful even when we're not faithful, and we need to listen and let God change us. Never run away in fear. When that thing you don't want to face hits you in the face, you need to be like David and say, not in my might, but in the might of the Lord. In the might of the Lord, I'm going to face when I was molested. In the might of the Lord, I'm going to face that addiction. In the might of the Lord, I'm going to face my own ugly self, because it's not me anymore anyway. You're going to see that in a minute. He goes on, okay, he says, okay, so always there should be thanksgiving after you're taught the word. You should understand it. It shouldn't make you feel condemned. It should make you thankful. Watch that there not be one robbing you. Listen to this. Watch that there not be one robbing you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the things of this world, and not according to Christ. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and having been filled, you are in Him. You are in Christ. My God, we're in God. I want you to see yourself. I'm in Him. He's not only in me. I am in Him. I am. How can you? Are you in the kingdom? I'm in Him. It says so. The only thing that doesn't let me know that is the stuff that Satan did in my past when I was under his authority. And that's not even in Him. That couldn't come in. My past could not come in to the King of Kings. My sin could not come in. The bad things, I did, none of it could come in. I'm going to stay in here. I'm staying in here. This is where I'm staying. I am staying in Him. How do you stay in Him? You keep looking at Him. You keep doing what He shows you. You keep letting the Holy Spirit be in charge of keeping you in Him. You can't keep yourself in Him. Oh, you foolish Galatians. Who's bewitched you? What started with the Spirit, you now try to do with your own flesh. That can't work. How many's tired of that? It's just, wow, the kingdom's so different, Lord. Yeah, it's so easy. It's just keep your eyes on Jesus. 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 Let Him change you. Let Him work in you. Let Him do something in you. Let Him make it real. Let Him make it real. Let Him change everything. Let Him take everything out. Let Him set free. Actually, if you're in Him, the stuff is already out. You just don't know it yet. Devil tries to hang in there like he's still there with his ugly little lies in your brain, but he's already gone to hell when you found Christ. For in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and having been filled, you are in Him. Now that's the key. You have to be filled with the Spirit to be in Him. You have to really get real about this. You have to really keep your eyes on God. You have to stay in the presence of God. You have to stay in that place of infilling. You've got to learn to breathe there, walk there, live there. Oh, wow, Lord. We don't even think that's possible. We like to go visit the kingdom. Oh, Freedom Friday. Gonna go Freedom Friday? Let's go to Freedom Friday. Let's go visit in the kingdom. Oh, let's get drunk in the kingdom. Let's play in the kingdom. Oh, got to go out. Bye. I'm leaving the kingdom now. I'm going back under the authority of Satan. Misery, depression. Bills, what am I going to do? Nobody understands. Oh, my husband won't pay child support. Oh, this, that, and the other. For those who are listening who don't know me, I use everybody else's example. So I don't get child support. I'm still married to the same person. I don't have any sickness in my body. And whatever else, I've never been an alcoholic or an addicted to anything. But I'm going to tell you, but you learn compassion when other people's pain really becomes yours, that you can help them get it to the cross. That's compassion, understanding how horrible Satan really is, but also how great God really is, and bringing that great God into other people's pain. Bringing that great God. I don't want to feel your pain, you know that? I don't want your pain. I just want to bring God into your pain. but I don't want to judge your pain. I can't be haughty about your pain. That's no compassion. Then it's just some knowledge that I throw at you. But when I can understand because of where God has shown me, then I can come and I can relate to what you're going through. And I maybe didn't go through it the way you did. I can say, thank you, God, for grace. But at the same time, I can bring the same Jesus who got me through sorrow and grief, the same Jesus who got me through situations, the same Jesus who got me out of situations, the same Jesus who's showing me favor. I can help you to believe him and his word so that you can renew your mind, so that you can grab on and believe and move into the kingdom. It says, okay. And having been filled, you are in him. That's key. You have to be filled to be in him. Okay? Now, he's in you, the hope of glory. If you're born again, he's in you. But the key to getting in him is being filled. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Filled. No wonder the enemy, he doesn't want you born again. But if you get born again, his next weapon is don't let him get filled with the Holy Ghost. Don't let him get filled and enter into Christ. Because they're just a fleshy person proclaiming Jesus if he's just in them. It looks nicer than the other, and they'll go to heaven. But all of that puts most people off because they see the filthy rags and they see all the works and they see all the struggle and all the debate and all the mess. But when you're in him, it just flows out. Who is the head of all rule and authority. He is over everything, folks. There is nothing. When you're in him, Satan absolutely can't touch you. Everybody, you have to be filled, be in him, live for him, stay in that place, and then Satan absolutely can't touch you. In whom also you were circumcised with a circumcision not made by hands in the putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh, okay, by the circumcision of Christ. Circumcision means cutting away. It also, in the Jewish tradition, they were circumcised. There was a special cutting that took place so that that person, the Jew, would be set apart for God. And even if they were grown up, if they embraced the Jewish religion and they truly won't be Jew, you had to be circumcised if you were male. We won't get into all the reasons for that, but it represents a painful cutting away. Jesus Christ paid to cut away the things on your heart that make you so you aren't set apart for God, but you're set apart for the enemy. And then he gives you a new heart. Okay? So there is a process of God taking away those things in your life, putting off of the body the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, being buried with him in baptism, in whom also you raised through the faith of the working of God, raising him from among the dead. So God is saying, when you really find Christ, there comes a revelation of your sin being cut away by what he paid, being taken out of you, being cut away, separated from you, and buried. It went to the grave.